But now for something completely different.
Bienvenido a la update de RSVNB.
This is RSVNB Update, episode 13, recorded September 10th, 2005. Hey everyone, Shane1208 here. We're doing episode 13 of RSVNB Update here. We're getting underway now. I'm here with Pika69 today, and we're going to be delivering this show to you guys. It's going to follow the same format as all the other shows.
Hi everyone.
Yeah, hello. So basically, this week we're going to talk about the RuneScape updates, questions, tech news, our rant segment, and a new addition to RSBNB, also a little review on the PSP from one of your moderators. So, how about we get started with the RuneScape updates for this week? Sounds like a good plan. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, for the prayer updates.
Mm-hmm. The prayer updates added 3 new prayers to the game. Can you use them all?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good. The highest you need is 58, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Or 52. Okay.
Yeah. The prayers consist of prayers called Retribution, Redemption, and Smite.
Yes.
Yes. Have you got a chance to try any of them out?
I've used them, but not like against anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like tried them out, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I tried them with Mike in the Duel Arena.
How were they?
It was actually pretty good. Smite just lowers their prayer. Doesn't affect it much. That's not my favorite. Then there's Retribution. Deals 25% damage.
That's good.
For up to 25% of your max prayer damage to all nearby enemies. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is the one you would want to be using, like if you died. We tried it in the Duel Arena. We got down to a case where I killed him, and then his prayer took me out in the end. So, but he won because he got the final shot, or I won. One of us won. So,
you don't remember?
No, I don't remember how exactly it worked, but that was one of the prayers that definitely worked and
maybe,
was worth it.
Maybe you lost and you're just in denial about it.
Maybe. But I actually was beating him pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mike is, I think, 102 or 103 right now. So that was interesting. In the Duel Arena, trying that one out.
Uh-huh.
Redemption. This prayer is active. It heals you if you drop below 10% of your health. This isn't really that good. I was at 11 health, and I ended up going, or within 10%, not 11, but I was within my 10%, and it took me back up to 18. And when you do this, it uses all your prayer points. So, that's kind of useless. Only really one that I think I'd use in a real-life situation would be Retribution for the ability, if I was going to die, inflict some damage on the person or whatnot. So, yeah. What do you... I think these prayers were a good idea. They'll also have the ability to change how the wilderness works.
And another note on the prayers is you can't use them at the same time as one another.
Yeah.
And you cannot use them with protection prayers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But they don't count as protection prayers. So if somebody uses like a scimitar special on you, it won't stop those 3 new prayers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little important note. And there was some question as to whether the scimitar actually does stop prayer still. Dragon Scimitar, that is. We tested this, and it still does the no prayer for 5 seconds thing if it's successful. Yes. So, prayer updates, I don't know, what would you rate this one?
3 out of 5.
Yeah, I'd probably give it about that. Actually, I'd give it 3.5.
3.5.
And the next update this week was the more update to the agility transportations. You need, there's 30 new shortcuts that were added all over the map. If you got a chance to use any of these?
Not yet. Are they like instant when you use them?
Yeah, you go up to where they are. Like one was like across from that Sinclair place, quick way to get to the Slayer dungeon. It's a log to go across a bridge. Then there's this spiky chain in the Slayer Tower by the Crawling Hands, takes you up to the Aberrant Spectres.
That's cool.
Yeah, but you need a nose peg because those things smell pretty bad. I saw somebody actually take a walk through there. They didn't last too long. They were like they were a lower level person.
Did they lose anything?
I don't think so.
Nothing good?
No, nothing good.
Oh well.
Yeah. Then first update of her first week of the month, they always put out there behind the scenes for the month. September actually looks like it's gonna be a good month. Maybe we'll finally actually see the finish to the Plague City series.
Oh, maybe.
Plague City, Biohazard, Underground Pass, Regicide, Roving Elves. That series has just been continuing. I think it's time to put closure on that. Right here it says, it was August 27th, 2002 when we first released the part of the Westadrogue campaign, Plague City. Storyline has moved from strength to strength over the past 3 years. And finally, if we are lucky, we might be able to understand the true reason for the occupation of Westadrogue.
Mm-hmm.
With the release of Morning's End, Part 2. Said to have one of the toughest puzzles in RuneScape history. So that should be interesting. Maybe it'll be a short quest, but it'll have lots of puzzles in it. I don't know. Have you done Regicide?
I'm working on it still.
Yeah.
I've been slowly last time I was over in that area was with you, actually.
Like, yeah.
Last year or something. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's something you should probably do.
Yeah.
Yes. Later this month, they'll be releasing the letters page with letters from, like, the KBD, previously mentioned, other monsters and whatnot. Also, they'll be adding the Cook X option for cooking stuff.
Hopefully that's for Monday.
Yeah.
Because I could really use it.
Yeah. You think they'll make it so you can cook from notes?
No.
No?
That'd make it too easy. Plus, if you cook a note, it'll just burn it.
Yeah.
So you can't be able to do it that way.
Yep, that's right. And speed up moving around with, oh yeah, the agility update, Bob the Cat, and sprucing up some more of the graphics in the free-to-play areas. So I think this month is going to have something for everybody, from the quest goer to the person who likes agility.
Uh-huh.
Do you like agility?
It's okay.
What's your level?
56.
Yeah, I'm 60. There's this one you need 61 for. Right?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so, read some more about the shortcuts, I guess. Shortcut into level 20 wild from Trollheim, but you can't go back. Two new Taverly dungeon shortcuts to quickly access the deeper parts of the dungeon. Three shortcuts for the Elven Overpass area.
Mm-hmm.
Four shortcuts for Trollheim, allowing quicker access to Troll Stronghold from the teleport point. Falador shortcuts, that broken wall is two-way now instead of
that's
one-way.
Good.
Yeah.
Because I remember you could only go one way over it, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, I need to get across.
Yeah, and they added one for the south, too, so that's good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Three shortcuts for Lumbridge, allowing fast access to swamps, quicker access to Varrock, stepping stone shortcut to Champions Guild, I crossed the River Lum. Wonder how that river got its name. It's weird. Oh, well. More shortcuts. Spiky Chain Slayer Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Slayer Dungeon. And quick access into the port. Phase Mates to Ecto Pool. So, I guess that's good for those kind of people. Those prayer types.
Those kind of people.
Yeah, prayer types.
That okay.
Crunch bones and charge their prayer there.
Yeah.
And use stuff there, like the slime. Yeah.
Okay.
Shall we move on to questions or tech news?
Questions.
Okay, good. First question, what do you think would happen if Jagex decides to not continue with RuneScape and stop all updates?
This is
from Nitro21.
This is a coincidence, because last night I was talking to my other friend about how he says that RuneScape is old technology and that there should be RuneScape 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I argue that RuneScape 2 is as good as it gets.
Oh, so yeah.
I think that they should continue with RuneScape 2. But if they did stop it, I think half the people would quit.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't go into a new one.
Every time they try and change something, it always upsets someone. So, like, there's no perfect way it's going to be 100% balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah. Oh, it's from Nitro21.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even get my input on that. If they stopped everything, maybe everybody would finally learn that you should appreciate what you have rather than always complaining. I don't know, that's my view on it. Next question says, if you could be king of one of the RS cities, which one would you choose? From Enkidutorix.
I would choose Remington.
Remington?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd choose.
Because it's like nice and small,
mm-hmm.
and easy to manage.
Yeah.
Or maybe Ordonia, because you'd have, like, a massive force. You could, like, crush anything.
Yeah. I want one of the cities out there by one of the elven cities. That's what I'd choose. That place is a nice area.
Or you could do Zanaris, so, like, not a lot of people can get there.
Yeah.
Because you need, like, the magic staff or whatever.
Yeah, I like those kind of hidden places that you need to know what you're doing to get to.
Yeah.
There needs to be more of those places. Yeah. One thing last night, I saw somebody give away a free whip to some level 80.
Why?
I don't know. Like, would you give a whip away for free?
Maybe to friends, but not to just anyone.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Like they get something from one person, then they probably think that they can just beg from other people to get one too. Anyways, yeah. Why do the new agility shortcuts need such a high level? This is from Attack 432.
Like, what levels do you need for them?
Well, some are level 80. Highest one is 80. One of the Slayer Tower ones, I think.
Uh-huh.
And some of them are lower, like 61. I think it just depends on what your agility is. Like, right now, I have no trouble getting around, but I don't know. Maybe it's an incentive for me to go get another agility level to get down to the Slayer Dungeon. I think it's designed to... They put it for a high level to help people choose whether to do their agility. Because why do you need agility if there's no benefit for it?
Exactly.
So they just add benefit. That's why they need such a high level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're rewarded by getting the high level.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't even have time for agility. What about you?
Oh, it takes a while, but I guess I can manage it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather stay fishing sharks for money or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if anybody needs to buy sharks, come to me, because I have a lot of them, and I need to sell them.
For how much?
1,000 each.
Okay.
Maybe 900 for certain people, but usually about 1,000 each, generally.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Yep.
Just, I thought I'd advertise right there.
No, yeah. Yeah, you can see some of my postings all anywhere at shane.rsbnb.com. Okay, anyways. Next question. If there's anything you could change about the Dragon Spear special, what would it be? I'm half guessing that you're going to say the whole thing. Alex 43.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Basically, it just shoves someone out of the way. I don't use my spear that much that I have.
Well, even when I had mine before I sold, I never used it, so...
Yeah, and I bought it from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really use mine. Maybe they could change it so it like hits a harder hit or something. But with whips and everything, why do you need a spear as a controlled weapon? Only reason I was using it was before when I had a whip. Before I had the whip was for a controlled weapon that was actually good and fast, because they sped them up. But right now, the whip is the best controlled weapon out there for me. So, I don't know. I change it so that it has so it hits harder and maybe is a guaranteed poison or something like that. If anybody wants to buy a dragon spear, just contact me. Just contact me.
And how much would you sell it for?
Oh, I don't know. We'll work out a good price.
Just the best offer?
Yep. Best offer, okay. We'll get it.
I like how we're selling things on here now.
Yeah. Maybe that's an added perk for people to, for their staff to get on, try and sell their junk. Well, Dragon Spear is not junk. It's a rare drop.
We should do like a classified section on here for people to like, we'll just randomly pick some classifieds for people to advertise on here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How about we go to tech news.
Tech news.
Yay.
Tech news.
You do any programming?
Programming?
Yes.
Not that I'm aware of.
Like Java, C, C++, Visual Basic?
No.
COBOL? No.
No, none of these.
Well, basically, this is a website that shows the top 20 programming languages, it looks like. Shows whether or not they're going down or staying simple, gives them a rating, and whatever.
It looks like number 19, Pascal, is going way down.
Oh, yes. Pascal is like from many ages ago before you or I even existed. Yes. But Python is actually still pretty good. There's still stuff programmed in Python. C is going down because it's obviously been replaced by C++ and C#. C++ is at number 3, staying steady. C# is at number 7, increasing. So, increasing with a good rate. Thing that's mostly increasing is Lisp. I don't know, I've never read anything on that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh well. But surprisingly, Java is number 1. I think because it's used for like web applets and stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what RuneScape is programmed in. Java. And I have worked in this list. I've worked in Java, C++, done some C work, and PHP basically. So, and PHP is going up too, so I guess I'm okay. I'm not going to be stuck with a dying language.
Mm-hmm. So don't go into Pascal.
No. No. No, not Pascal. That's very old. Fortran is old too. All these old programming languages are very old. I have computer science teachers that talk about these kind of languages. Like, oh, I used to program in Pascal or Fortran way back in 1972. when these languages like Pascal and stuff were popular.
What was RuneScape Classic programmed in?
Probably Java, because Java was starting to come around.
Okay.
Java is, like, used for... You have a mobile phone, right?
Yes.
Does it have any games on it?
Not many.
No. games for mobile phones are programmed primarily in Java, object-oriented.
Okay.
C started out with basically a structured programming approach. C++ started to bring in some object-oriented stuff, and I like C++. Yeah. Am I going on too much on this?
A little bit.
Anyways, one final thing on this. Java is object-oriented, which means that you're working with objects rather than variables. Like, you create different things to do certain things, like classes and whatnot. If anybody wants to talk to me about this or is interested in this, how about just come and see me on MSN, because I could go on for a long time on this. Yes.
All right. I'll be doing that for a while.
Okay. Next thing is, we all hear about problems in, like, Internet Explorer and everything, you know? Windows, right?
Yeah.
But in fact, there are problems in Firefox. Anybody who is listening to this and using a Firefox version before 1.0.6 should seriously consider, or at least, or they have to move to 1.06. Like, it's a critical update. Little excerpt here from the article. A new unpatched flaw that affects all versions of Firefox could let attackers run malicious code on users' PCs. So, definitely a good reason to upgrade your Firefox to 1.0.6. Just click the little update thing in the corner. It'll do it without any issue. Mine did it perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's a little Firefox bug I thought we'd talk about, because we never talk. We only talk about Microsoft crap like that. Okay. So, just a little side note on that. Firefox is up to 17% on rsbnb.com. And the rest is obviously Internet Explorer with some other browsers in there, like Conqueror and whatnot.
Okay.
So, Firefox is definitely gaining market share on our website. 17%. And so we know, rsbnb.com is optimized to work in all browsers, Firefox and Internet Explorer. So whatever you use, you should be able to view it safely. Yes. Next thing is the iPod Nano. It's very small and very thin. It's like, it's intended to replace the iPod Mini. Oh.
Okay, what?
The link to this article is dead right now. Basically, the iPod Nano, yeah, the link's dead on the day we're doing the show. iPod Nano is a small version of the iPod, has a color.
Oh, it's working for me.
Yeah, has a. Oh, really?
Yeah, let me read the description about it.
Sure.
It says, the iPod Nano can hold 1,000 songs and is 0.27 inches thick and weighs 1.5 ounces. It's decent size, but it's just small.
Yeah, they have it on the Apple website that shows a picture of a number 2 pencil stood up next to it that's, mm-hmm. like, half sharpened down, and it's only as, like, tall as a number 2 pencil.
Or something like that.
Yeah. With 2 gigs, you can get it in 2 gig or 4 gig. 500 or 1,000 songs. I don't know. How many songs would somebody have?
On my MP3 player, I only have about 200. So.
200.
And I don't even listen to all of them, so yeah. I don't know.
So 2 gigs would definitely be enough.
Yeah, 2 gigabytes would definitely work for anyone.
Yeah, it looks actually pretty interesting, like small and everything.
Uh-huh.
If it was small enough, somebody could like cut it in half, basically, if they wanted to. Yeah.
Just don't like snap it in half. Or
yeah, anything. Yeah. Are you going to be getting one of these?
Probably not. But I just have a question: does it have an actual hard drive inside of it, or is it just like this, like? A card or something.
It's this one runs on flash memory, not an actual hard drive.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It plays for up to 14 hours between charges. displays color album art, carries your photos, podcasts, audiobooks, syncs seamlessly with iTunes. Yada, yada, yada. This is from the Apple website.
So this thing is everything you could want.
Yeah. I know people who recently got a Mini in April and July. If they would have waited till September, they would have been able to get one of these Nanos. Because it is intended to replace the Mini.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the original classic iPods hold either 20 or 40 gigabytes of storage. My question is, how many people would have that many songs?
I'm sure you can find someone with that many.
Oh, yeah. Or you could use it as a little backup device.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a little backup device. And there's just this little thing I found. It's a little plug-in for Firefox. See? Another reason to use Firefox. It records. Or it converts text to speech. It can read a Firefox page. I will do a sample of this now.
Take everything you love about iPod and shrink it. Now shrink it again. With 2GB 500 songs and 4GB 1000 songs, models starting at $199, the Pencil Thin iPod Nano packs the entire iPod experience into an impossibly small design. So small, it will take your music places you never dreamed of.
Did you hear that?
Amazing. Yes.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Yeah, this script, or this plugin, it's actually quite interesting. I'll give it a go on RSBNB right now. Let's see. What forum should we... What do you want it to read?
Let's, just the main page.
Okay. I'll have it read this first paragraph.
Today I have released the new feature for Spamb that I have been working on. The new feature is the addition of gold signatures. The gold signatures can be accessed by mousing over the signatures link and then selecting gold signatures. You must have the forum account in order to use this. If you do not have the forum account, you must register. It's free. There are four main types of gold signatures.
It's not the most perfect accent, but...
No. No. And it's actually, it actually knows, like, the difference between plain old strings of numbers, and it can, like, if you read, like, for example, on the forums, you could read you could select someone's name, like, somebody's name on here right now. So you say read aloud.
Axel 14, Blade 1026.
See, so it just reads exactly what it says. Like, it would read it as we do. It wouldn't say, like, 3, 2. Yes.
In total, there are 32 users online. 17 registered, 0 hidden, and 15 guests.
Yeah.
Most users ever online was 62 on Saturday, September 10th, 2005, 9:45 a.m.
Yes, so, basically, you can have it read a page for you, and sometimes it's kind of hard to shut it up. So, it's a neat little extension if you have Firefox and you want to have it read something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Will you be getting this?
I might.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, this kind of stuff. Next thing on the agenda, well, how about we go to rants?
Okay.
I've been reading for a while, so how about you read this one?
Okay, the first one is, it says, okay, I staked to level 62 with 40 defense and 74 range. I am 72 combat with 40 defense and 90 range, and I lost. What kind of joke is this? It's ridiculous. Okay, I know the tables are meant to turn a little bit, but this is hideous.
Huh. I think he's talking about the duel arena.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So he's saying he staked someone with the same defense that was lower combat level, but he had more range.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, somehow that just happens. It, like, that doesn't always mean that the person who is higher leveled is going to win. Because, like, when we were testing the prayers in there, I beat Mike almost on a duel, and he is
almost.
A good... I think I did almost, yes. He's a good, like, 7 or 8 levels higher than me. I'm 94, he's 102.
Oh, you're 94 now?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I got a while back from prayer level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember you telling me.
Yeah.
I just don't remember all these little details, so.
Yeah. Next one. Every time I go across that place, these brooders attack me and lower my stats. I want them to mind their own business. This person's talking about doing runecrafting or nature runecrafting through the general store method. Because you have to walk through that same place and then they'll obviously attack you.
Well, that's just the hazard of making runes. And plus, if your stats get lowered, does it include runecrafting?
I'm not sure.
Because if
maybe
it doesn't, then...
What are you complaining about if it doesn't include runecrafting?
Yeah, because it's not like you're fighting anything.
Yep. Yeah. Well, maybe he needs his stats for something else, then. It's not that hard to escape them.
Just run past them.
Yeah. And I think that the store method of doing natures is one of the less popular methods now.
Well, I like doing it.
Yeah, but there's the abyss method, too. I can get 43 at a time and be a whole lot quicker and more efficient. So, yeah. So, basically, I think this person is wanting the combat system to change because their combat level is probably not high enough to not be attacked by these. Do you remember what the combat level of those victims are?
I think it's 60-something. Or... It's like a medium level combat.
Yeah. So you should be able to just run by it and have it not attack. Speaking of runecrafting, in one of the in the behind the scenes, they said they were going to be adding to another skill this month. So maybe this means they're adding the last few types of runes to runecrafting. That would be
like the death runes and
soul rune and blood rune.
Yeah,
but they'll probably make soul runes first because they're useless.
Because no one uses them.
Yeah, remember they were priced like 1.1k each?
Yeah, now they're like 10?
No, they went up. Yeah.
Like about 70 each or something?
Yeah, somewhere in there. So, they'll probably put soul runes, death runes, and then blood runes. But there are monsters that drop these types of runes, like the blood and the death runes. They're actually pretty good drops. But, yeah, you just basically need to figure out where these monsters are. And there's somebody else that was complaining about, they said it was going to take 39 seconds for them to change worlds.
Oh, big deal. Big deal.
Well, 39 seconds, that's a bit too much.
Well, because when you log off, it takes time for you to get to the menu and then to change to a different world, and then by the time you do that, you have like 10 seconds left. So, I don't see what the big rush is. It's not like you have to wait an hour to get on.
No.
But I remember before they had it, it was a bit better.
Yeah.
It's faster, but it's not that big of a deal if you're not world switching a lot.
Yes. Well, apparently they were just trying to balance the game in that case.
I mean, because Oh, never mind. It was stupid.
What'd you do?
Before I could do High Elk, I used to make steel plate bodies, and then I would go to that store in Varrock and sell 10 of them on each world to maximize my income.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe it was 5 at a time. I don't know. Oh,
yeah.
And studded chaps or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Back when I was Back when I was level 17, like 10,000 was a lot.
So. Yeah, well, it is a lot. I like to not lose money if it's not possible.
I just hate spending money.
Yeah. Economy. Yeah, I don't know about it right now. Santa hats. I'm waiting for those to be a nice price.
How much are they right now? Someone said 5 million, but is...
I heard 6.2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do you have one?
I would not comment on that.
Oh, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm actually kicking myself for buying only one last year. When they were 400K.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I wanted another one, but now they're very expensive. Surprise.
I remember the first time I really went to the market, they were about... Oh, I remember them being 90K.
Oh.
I think at one point. And then 150 was a popular price for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shot up to about 200, then 300, then down a little bit. Now they're more than whips now, I think.
Oh, yes. That's a whole nother topic in itself. Yeah, I bought mine for 400K last November.
Mm-hmm.
And that was considered expensive. Back then. 400K for a Santa hat. Oh, yeah, that was considered expensive.
That's big money right there.
Yeah, but it was a good investment.
I know.
And I have some other rares that I won't mention that I am just keeping, that I'm holding on to for a while until they raise in value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, people, the economy, the economy, the economy is kind of in that way. Like, whips are down.
Oh, my friend was telling me that he bought a whip for $3 million.
What?
And it $3 million for a whip, he said, and then sold it an hour later for $4 million.
Ah.
So that's incredible, right there.
Yeah. Well, this person last night told me sell your whip for 3.7, then buy tomorrow for 3.3.
I think they went up again.
Oh, they did?
To about $4 million or something today.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, yay.
They're unstable, so...
Oh, yes, definitely.
I don't know.
Another, like, this economy thing, you know there's a rare called an Easter egg, and then this past Easter they were giving out, the Easter Bunny would give out eggs?
Yeah, but then they disappeared or something.
Yeah. They appear, people getting called a noob for buying an Easter egg, because everybody thought that the Easter eggs had disappeared, like all the Easter eggs. But the ones dropped a few years back on Easter are still in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know. You wouldn't want to eat one of those.
That reminds me of that video of that guy eating like pumpkins and Easter eggs.
Oh.
And opening up Christmas crackers.
Yeah.
That was depressing.
Yeah. Bad. Like that just makes it so there's less, and then the prices will go up.
That makes even a poor person sick.
Yeah. Oh, are you poor?
I have a decent amount of money. I'm not rich by any means, but I'm not poor. I'm okay.
I'm poor.
I'm managing.
I'm poor.
If someone would buy my sharks, I'd be better off.
I can't do that right now.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just looking on the official forums. Selling whip, 3.85, and then... There's 3.7 and a pirate's hat.
So. How much are pirate hats? About 200K?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, those seem to be stable. Because I remember a couple months ago they were 200,000.
Yeah.
So.
This person's buying whip for 3.7 milli.
Mm-hmm.
3.6, 4.4 million.
I can probably bet that whip will never go above 7 million. Ever again.
No. Like, they depowered it when they changed the special.
Or even 6 million, I'd venture.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We remember that episode where we discussed the whips going down and my little essay, my little quote there. You remember that. I'm not sure what episode number it was.
This what is the quote?
It's like, I click special and... Whee! does nothing interesting or something. I'm sure we can find that episode. This is actually episode 13 of this show.
Number 13.
Yeah, unlucky 13.
Oh, come on, 13 is not a bad number.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've never had a bad encounter with a 13.
Well, there was Apollo 13. I think that's enough economic talk for today. How about we go on to a little side segment about a review of a PSP, PlayStation Portable, from Brad, moderator on RSBNB. Shall we go on to that?
I guess so.
Just to let everyone know, this segment is pre-recorded because he couldn't make it today to do the recording.
Yeah.
Here goes. I'm here with Brad right now doing a segment on the PSP. He had recently got one of those, and we're just going to get his opinion on it. So, basically, what do you think about it in general?
It's a very good handheld system. It's good graphics, a lot similar to the normal PlayStation 2. The screen's a little small, but... I suppose with handheld devices, you can't have too large a screens.
Yeah. Because the screen is basically what you need in order to see it.
Mm.
Did you try any of the other ones, like the DS or N-Gage?
No, I didn't try the DS. I had an N-Gage. I didn't think that was anything special. But so.
It had a phone in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it was...
It looked like a taco when somebody was talking on it, like they had a taco up against their ear.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Did you use the phone feature of that?
Yes, I used it primarily as a phone, but it was too... too awkward to speak on.
I heard that you had to take the battery out to put a new game in. How is the loading of games on the PSP compared to that?
Well, with I've only got two or three games because they're quite expensive, but it's very slow. They take 2-3 minutes and to load up, so it isn't like the Game Boy or anything else like that, and they load pretty much instantly. It takes a while.
Oh, I see. So it's kind of like it's running a computer program on a slower machine then.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you ask? That you like about the piece of hardware that stands out at you?
The graphics for a handheld system are very good. It's almost as good as the graphics if you want a normal PlayStation 2. The controls are pretty responsive. I remember before handheld devices, it takes a while before the control is acts into the game, but this is pretty good.
Oh yeah. How is it ergonomically designed?
Ergonomically. It's set up like the PlayStation controllers with the left, right, up, down buttons on the left side and the X, square, triangle, circle on the right. So it's just like a PlayStation controller that has a screen in the middle.
Oh yeah. So I guess it's a good thing for people that are familiar with PlayStation products then.
Yes.
That's good. Is there anything that you don't like or hate about it?
The battery times are quite slow. I mean, you don't get that much use, maybe 5-6 hours, and then it takes another 2-3 to fully charge.
Oh, yeah.
And the slow loading of games can be annoying at times.
Yeah, but 5 or 6 hours is still pretty good compared to, a laptop or something. Mm. Even if it has, the Centrino in it or whatnot.
Yeah.
But I guess that can be a disadvantage if you're wanting to play for long stretches.
Yeah.
So what games do you have?
I think I got Madden NFL 2005, which is an American football game. Tiger Woods Golf 2005. And one other which came with it, which... I can't think of the name there.
Oh yeah, how was the golf one?
It's okay. As again, the small screen's a bit of a hindrance with that game because I'm used to playing golf games on larger screens, so it takes a bit of getting used to the smaller screen.
Yeah. Yeah, last golf game I had was from, like, 1999, so I bet they've improved them quite a bit. Have you tried watching any movies on them, like the PSP format?
No, I haven't seen any for sale over here yet, but I did hear somewhere that you have to buy something extra. You have to add something on to watch certain movies to add extra memory to it.
Mm. So that could be a problem.
Mm.
Be better off probably getting your own personal little DVD player.
Yes.
And if they're going to be expensive. Over here, they've actually started advertising for new DVDs coming out from certain companies that they will be selling a PSP format. So, I guess that'll be good eventually when, like, if somebody did want to do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is the price performance ratio?
Well, it's quite expensive for a handheld. It's £179.99 English pounds, or about $250 US.
Hmm.
So it's quite pricey for a handheld.
Oh, yeah. And that's what you got it for?
Yes, I got it for £179 from a UK website.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And basically, what would you rate it overall?
Well, it's a good handheld system, but I think it's only a real has any use if you're on a long journey, like train, plane, car. If you're at home, it's much more point in just having a normal PlayStation because of the larger screen, probably quicker loading times. So
yeah,
about a 3 out of 5.
Oh yeah, that's good. So, if somebody came up to you and asked, should I buy a PSP or wait for something else that'll be coming out, what would you say?
Well, if they're looking for a good handheld, then on the PSP, but if they'd prefer a better console, then I'd wait for either the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox 360, which are coming out soon.
Yeah. Xbox 360 end of this year, I believe, and PS3 sometime later in the year after that. So it should be interesting where technology goes within the next year and a half with everything new that's coming out. Vista, PS3, Xbox 360, dual core, Intel Max. It'll be interesting how it works. Anyways, thanks for the review on the PSP.
Okay, thank you.
So basically that was our review with Brad on how the PSP is, the PlayStation Portable.
Yeah.
Have you got a chance to try one of those out yourself?
I've used my friend's one because he has one. It's different than what I've ever seen before.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've never seen anything like it before.
Mm, yeah.
But
if I had my choice between a PSP and a tablet PC, I'd probably choose the tablet PC.
Me too.
Yeah, so you can, like, write on it.
Yeah.
Take stuff. Yeah, anyways, that's about the PSP. If any of you guys wanted to know about it or thinking of getting one, probably be a good idea to listen to that segment. Next thing we're going to talk about is RSBND updates. This week was the release of the goal signatures, the new feature that we were talking about in the previous show. Goal signatures are, you need to register on the forums and then you get access to create goal signatures which showcase your goals. It's the skill ones update from the high scores, but you have to come back and update the other three types.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever find a bug, just submit it under signatures and then, well, we'll look into it. You have to be registered, and your RuneScape name must match up with your forum ID. So, it won't. There are security measures in place to make sure that nobody changes other people's RuneScape names. So, basically, that's a nice little feature to try out if you're interested in having a look. You can access it by going to rsbnb.com, mousing over signatures, and then selecting goal signatures. What do you think of the service, Pika?
I guess it's okay.
Yeah. It took a long time to do.
And it was worth it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I love these signatures, and...
Do you use one?
I will eventually in time once I figure out what I want to do.
Yeah, I have...
Probably a money one.
Yeah, I have two right now on mine. A Slayer one and a RuneCrafting one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of useful for that. Then comes, what are we doing in RuneScape? What have you been doing?
I've been fishing forever.
Oh, yeah.
And just waiting for Cook X to come out because I haven't cooked for a while either.
Oh, yeah.
I've decided not to cook until it comes out, so...
Hopefully
the sooner it comes out, the better.
Yeah. I've been doing some Slayer and stuff like that, doing what my goal says. And then after that, we'll take it from there, see what we get. So, yeah. What do we think's coming this week? I'm hoping it's that quest, or the addition to the skill.
I'm just hoping for Cook X. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're about done for this episode 13 of RSBNB Update. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add in?
Not really.
Okay.
Oh. I just had an idea. What we should do is there should be like a tropical jungle kind of place with like temples and stuff that you have to explore and like get artifacts for the Varrock Museum.
Hmm. And why would we do this?
Like an Aztec theme thing, kind of, you know?
Weren't they supposed to bring that out?
What?
They were supposed to bring something out like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I'm watching this movie right now and they just got this artifact or something from a temple.
Oh, what movie is it?
I don't know what movie it is. It's on TNT, but it's pretty cool, and it inspired me to say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I think that's about it for episode 13 of RSBNB Update. I am Shane12088.
And I'm Pika69, I guess.
I will always be Shane12088.
And I shall always be Pika69.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody. See ya.
Yeah. Well, that's it for episode 13 of RSBNB Update. Episode 13 was recorded on September 10th, 2005. You can send questions for next week's show to questions@rsbnb.com. They can be in text format, or they can be an audio question. If it is an audio question, please send it as WAV or MP3. Or post your question later on in the week in the thread that will be created on the forums. Thank you.